Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show with my colleague and friend, Joseph Sternberg of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. The walk in the park with Joe is my wonderful moment of the week because Joe has taken us into the walk and the worst of the virus in the spring of 20, the summertime, the gathering, the flowers. I can see it all. My only time in London, I spent as much time in the parks as possible. It was June. Well, it's not June yet, but the weather report says good for all of Britain, but especially London. So I'm reading the headlines, the Daily Mail. Greenwich Park in southeast London rammed with sun seekers from early morning with dog walkers. Families, joggers, and weightlifters flock to parks and beaches across the country as the UK braces for... What is that, Mom? That's the sun. Amateur athletes raced along the banks of the Queensmere Pond in Wimbledon Common in southwest London. Temperatures soared to 52 degrees Fahrenheit by lunchtime, ahead of the easing Happy Monday. Joe, this describes joy. Is that what it appears to be?
Yes. I think there's this real sense, especially in London right now, that things are opening up again. I mean, yeah, we had beautiful weather over the past couple of weeks. It's supposed to be gorgeous now. I mean, Tuesday is, and later into the week, we're looking at temperatures perhaps into the 60s Fahrenheit, which is incredible for this time of year. Beautiful sunshine. We just put our clocks forward by an hour, so we're getting these long evenings are starting to roll in. The Easter holiday is coming around, and I think that, you know, with this easing of the lockdown restrictions that now make it legal for people to do what they were doing all along, which was to socialize in the parks, there is suddenly this burst of activity. I mean, I was out over the weekend even before the rules had formally lifted. Tons of people out there enjoying the sunshine, the warmer weather, the buds on the trees, and, you know, the daffodils and other early flowers starting to peak up. So I think that there's this great sense of reopening and people really chomping at the bit to get out there and enjoy the sunshine, be out of their homes again.
The question of the rule of six, the rule of eight, the rule of four, I can't remember. There were lots of rules. Is that being lifted? Is the official version that you can mix with more than your relatives, or is there still that guideline?
From Monday this week, you've been allowed to gather in groups of, six people or two households, and you're able to do that outdoors. I think you might even be allowed to do that in the backyard of your house if you have a yard. That is kind of, again, allowing more socializing than was technically available before, when it was supposed to just be, you know, one person and one person at a time exercising together. So now all of a sudden you're going to have groups, and I think that this is going to be particularly important for younger people. It's also very important for people who have been cooped up in, you know, Britain's lived in some of the smallest dwellings in terms of square foot per person of anywhere in Europe. And so here and in London especially, it is an enormous relief to be able to get out of those very small, cramped dwellings so that you can now be out in the park with your friends, enjoying the sunlight and the warm weather.
Offices, Joe. We have early notices here in the U.S., in the East Coast and the West Coast, that return to the office building in the big city voluntarily April, May, mandatorily September. Do you hear anything similar in London?
Yes, there's a big debate starting about this because in coming weeks, the easing of the lockdown restrictions are going to make it possible for more people to return to their offices. And in fact, I think the government is revving up to try to encourage people to do that. And for a bunch of reasons. I mean, partly to support the economies of the sandwich shops and the copy shops and all of these services that sprung up in the business and commercial districts to support office workers. And so there's an attempt to get people back to offices to support that. But I think also because there's an understanding, for example, that younger employees who might have started at the company during the pandemic and have never met any of their coworkers in person are going to need in-person mentoring and networking opportunities. You know, there's a certain amount of thought going into this. And this kind of conversation is possible because the vaccination here has been succeeding. So that Britain is talking about the proper pace of reopening. At the same time, the rest of Europe is fretting about how quickly they can lock down again.
Joe, final question. Do you still see masking on the street, safe distancing? Is that built in now? We have about 20 seconds.
Well, masking indoors is definitely built in, but you don't really see a lot of it outdoors. And I think it's because, you know, people have internalized the message that outside it's safe, that you don't need to worry as much. So, again, people will get back to that normal life, including without the masks in the parks.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of The Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column. He's based in London. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.